friend. I hope you are having a wonderful week. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the SOS Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer McDaniel, and today we are going to be talking about clutter. Clutter is something that really makes us feel stuck, overwhelmed, frustrated. It just causes all kinds of stress. And we're going to be talking about a couple of other things that clutter can be named. And how we can make those choices when we feel like we're stuck. I was listening to a lady that was just really frustrated. She's got several children and she's trying to figure out what all she needs to keep and what she should be getting rid of and how to know what to save and how to know just how to make the best decisions. Because when you have purchased things, that money is spent and you see the value in the items that you spent the money on. However, when you're not able to use those items, that money is irrelevant. And I think that's something that many people forget to take into account. It's hard for us to let go of the numbers of what we spent in it, thinking that we may have to purchase it again in the future, or that it's too valuable to just give away for free. But yet we don't have the energy to put into selling them and recouping some of that money. And it's a lot of stress and a lot of work and a lot of frustration trying to sell things to people. There's so many obnoxious questions that come in, people who inquire and then disappear, no shows when you have appointments set. Like, it is really stressful trying to do that. And if you try and put together a yard sale, there are so many hours that go into just preparing the yard sale, and then all the hours that go into having the yard sale and then cleaning up from the yard sale. And you really have to think about how much your time is worth. And the other thing that really weighs on my heart as I'm feeling that way is, number one, it is better to give than to receive. Number two, that money is gone. Say goodbye. And also, it is so much better to just bless someone else with those things that have become burdens for you. Because if you are having to lug them around over and over again to price them and photograph them and set them up and then stage them and move them around and then put them away so that the kids won't get to them and that you won't forget where they are, and then move them back out when somebody says they're coming and then put it back away when they never show up, and all of the things that have to go into it. How much is your time worth? You have to ask yourself that. How much is your time worth if you are trying to declutter things? Secondly, if you are holding on to things because you think they are too good to donate or give away, doesn't the Bible say something completely different? Doesn't he say to give them your best coat? If someone takes something from you, give them your best coat as well. Like, why do we hold on to stuff we are not using that is bringing us no value and is in fact causing us stress and frustration? And we hold on to it like it's too valuable to give to someone who may be looking for that exact thing, who may have been praying for that item for months and years, and finally one day sees it at the thrift store or the consignment store or the secondhand shop, and it is finally able to afford this treasure that they have been dreaming of for ages because you chose to donate it. Like, what a blessing that is. And then the money that they get from that item at the store that you donated it to, then that money goes into blessing more people. So in fact, you're not giving something away that's too valuable for the thrift store. You're giving something away that is becoming a blessing to many people. That is what's happening when you donate things that are wonderful items, good quality, great pieces, whatever it may be. And you have got to let go of that negative thing. that those negative thoughts that are making you stay stuck, holding on to things that are bringing you zero value. Now, if you are a mother who has multiple children and you have other children that will be using those things in the future, I want you to ask yourself, like, this is my perimeter for how long is okay to keep something. I truly do not believe that you should hold on to things for more than 2 years being unused, because someone else, probably multiple other people, could have used those items in the time. Like, I'm not talking about sentimental items here. I'm talking about baby clothes, toys, small furniture items, things that you're not using. They're just piling up, being saved for later, baby gear. A lot of that stuff has expirations on it, especially car seats. We have to think about safety for that. But you really need to think about, are you planning on using it in the next 2 years? If you are not planning on having another baby, you do not have one on the way, then you do not, you do not need to keep baby toys and baby items. Go find a local consignment store and consign it and get the credit put towards things that you can purchase for the next round, or for the next season for your other children, or for, you know, just saving it up until you do have that next one in a couple of years, and let someone else be able to use those items now. Because a lot of times when we leave things in storage, they get moldy, they get bugs on them, they get stains and yucky. Plastic and rubbery textures can often just not be as quality. They can get that sticky feeling on them from being in storage. It's just not great. So if you are saving things for a baby or for your next age and stage of child, honestly, I like to save one bin per child. One Rubbermaid tote bucket kind of size item that can fit on the top shelf of my closet. I have one for their next size and next season. I have one saved of sentimental baby items. I have one saved for each child has the option to have it for their sentimental stuff. So that honestly has been enough. It gives a clear boundary so that if it gets full, we know it's time to sort through it and make some better decisions. And the other thing is that it keeps us from saving everything. If we are saving baby items or maternity clothes or whatever it is for a baby in the future that we are not sure that we're ready for, or we're not sure that we're planning on having one, we're just thinking about it still. If you're in that stage of life, then it is fine to go ahead and sell or get rid of those things and create a savings account with the money that you get from those items. So one thing that I would suggest doing, if you are in that stage of maybe, maybe not, rather than holding on to everything, go ahead and post pictures. Go ahead and post everything up for sale. And if it sells, great. Put that money in savings towards your future family, okay? If it doesn't sell, then okay, decision was made that it's yours to keep for now, okay? And then every few months, take a look at anything that hasn't sold and anything that's still there and decide if it is still worth keeping. Is it something that you're still wanting to use and wear or keep for the next baby or for the next pregnancy? Is it something that you're wanting to again, the other way, if you're trying to fit back into certain sizes, go ahead and post it. And if you don't fit back in those sizes and they don't sell, then reevaluate. Are you really wanting to try? Is that really a goal of yours? Is it really a goal to lose the weight? Or are you just having trouble adjusting to your new self? If it isn't a priority goal for you to adjust to your new self or to get back. You're honestly, after children, your body's never going to be the same again. Things are just not going to look the same on you as they did before you had children. They just aren't. Things are just in different places. Even if you get down to the same weight and the same size of clothing, the positions are different. Your body is just shaped a little bit differently after children for most women. I know mine was. I had very straight hips before babies, and after babies, I have a good bit more curve, not a ton, but definitely has more of a curve from the front than it did before babies. And looking at my daughter now, she looks very similar to what I did with straight sides. And things just don't fit the same. So if you do get back down to that size and you can get into them, you're probably not going to be as excited about how you look in them anymore. They aren't the same. And so really think about that. Really take that into consideration. And if you are somebody who has goals to fit back into something, save a handful of things. No more than enough for a week, okay? That is more than enough of each size to keep for yourself. Go ahead and create a capsule wardrobe in those different sizes. Then it doesn't clutter up your entire closet and your entire dresser and your whole bedroom with stuff and bins and buckets of stuff that don't fit right now. Saving those things in a contained space, or you can give them boundaries, or you can create a capsule wardrobe that gives it a mix and match option. That is absolutely my preferred way to do it. I want everything to be mix and match. I want you to be able to have stress-free choices in your closet. I want you to not have to wonder, is this going to work together or not? Unless it's a really fun, is this really going to be too much fun for my day today? But as we're making those decisions for what to save and what can go, be really mindful of where it's going to stay if you choose to keep it as well. Is it going to feel like clutter in your home? Are you going to feel like you have a closet that's unusable because of all the stuff that you have saved? What about when your children get a little older and all of the toys are taking over the entire main floor of your home, or the bedroom is just a space that you cannot handle going in because of the stress of all of the belongings? That's not a happy place. That's not the way it should be. In fact, the Bible calls that gluttony, right? Like that's one of the sins the seven sins? The greatest sins is gluttony is definitely one of them. I'm trying to remember all the different things, but it just feels gluttonous, like to save that much stuff that your spaces are unusable, and that it feels heavy and disappointing and frustrating and sad and shameful when we do that. And I've done that myself. I've absolutely done that myself. My attic was a complete embarrassment. My garage was a complete embarrassment. Like, I kept my house, my living space, pretty well manageable because I have so many people that are living in the house. I need to not feel like I'm losing my mind with stuff everywhere. But the other spaces of my house can quickly be the place where I put off making decisions on things. I'll save that for later. I'll think about that later. I'll think about that when the babies are a little bit bigger. I'll think about that when they go to school. I'll think about that over Christmas break or after Christmas break or whatever. I'll go through that again next season or in a couple of weeks after things calm down. It doesn't calm down. It doesn't. It just gets busier. Things get crazier. And we put stuff off for way too long. And for me, moving so many times was a big help in forcing me to make those decisions. Because when I know we're moving, I can be a lot more ruthless about things. We definitely aren't using this. You know, I can just go in and make all those decisions quickly without feeling guilty or like I'm going to miss it. Because I'm going to be in a new space. So I'm definitely not going to miss it because everything's going to be in a new environment. So I won't be thinking about all the other things. There's been just a handful of items that I've thought about and then been like, you know what? I made that decision. I'm good with it. And I've moved on and I have not felt bad for a long time. My children, I have one item that my children lost or got rid of that never showed back up, and I didn't know it, I was not involved in the decision to get rid of it, and I prayed about it, and it was years later, and my son came and told me that he remembered that he had thrown it away because he was mad one day, and it was his favorite toy, and I felt so sad for him, you know, about that, because he just was really frustrated, and he threw it away, and he asked for it. He missed it for a long time, and it wasn't something that I had gotten rid of, but it was something that apparently he had thrown away, but he didn't remember it for years. He didn't remember. And then I had prayed that God would tell him where it was, let us find it, or remind him what happened to it. And he told me that story a couple months later after I had prayed for a little while about that. And he was disappointed and, you know, sad, and you regretted it, obviously, but he knew he had made the decision. It wasn't that someone had taken it or whatever. So I do want you to get your kids involved and encourage them to, if their room is too much for them to keep up with, if their stuff is too much for them to keep up with, whether that's clothes, toys, craft supplies, if it's too much for you to keep up with of your own things, your kitchen, your household belongings, your decor, whatever it is, your holiday stuff, if it is too much for you to keep up with, that is a clear indicator that you have more than you need. And if you are feeling guilty for the way that your house looks or feels in any way, it is not something that you need to hold on to as a guilt. That is not coming from God, but it could be an indicator that you're living your life in a way that you shouldn't be living it. You're living your life for things or for stuff or for status or with the, you know, holding on to the past. There's so many things that could be in the way of those feelings and making you feel so stuck. And if you pray about it, God will give you the answers, and he will give you, you know, he will give you freedom from those feelings and that guilt and that shame and that, you know, those feelings of being stuck and not knowing what to do with things in the situation. If you can't make those decisions yourself, pray about it. Maybe God can give you the answers in your prayers, or he can give you the motivation and encouragement to get to it yourself. Or maybe you just need someone to be there with you, guiding you through it. Or maybe you just need a plan. Maybe that's, that feeling is just because you need a plan. I'm here for that. I would love to help you plan out your space and what to do with your things in an SOS call. Go ahead and book that at thesosmom.com. There's even a link below the podcast. It's so easy. But pray about it. If you feel like it's the right thing to do, do it. Like, go ahead and book that call. It's so easy. And I love helping people. That is one of the easiest things that makes such a huge difference for you, my listeners. And it lights me up. Like, it really gets me excited. And a lot of times, if I get permission, I like to make a podcast episode about it as well. Not necessarily from the call, but just about the topic. Like I started this one out with somebody's topic that we were talking about inspired part of this podcast. And it helps other people when you know what someone else is struggling with. It helps you to not feel alone. Because if you're struggling with it, I guarantee you there are more women struggling with that, more people in this world struggling with the exact same thing. Slightly different people, but the same struggles, the same frustrations, the same thoughts and feelings. And it's just not okay to hold on to that and stay in the stuck. It's not. That is absolutely not what God wants for your life. That is not what we were made for. We were not made to feel like we can't go out and do the things that we need to do, and we can't give things away. Like, why are we holding on to things? Yes, it is good to be prepared for the next season. Yes, it is good to be prepared and have what we need. However, it is not okay to hold on to so much stuff that is making you question yourself on a regular basis or feel frustrated with your family because of the clutter and the things. If you have so many dishes in your kitchen that you have to run multiple dishwasher loads and the same dirty dishes are in the sink 3 days in a row, and you still have cabinets full of dishes, you have way more than you need. As far as dishes go in the kitchen, you need enough for a day. 1 day's worth of dishes for a family. How many are you going to use in 1 day with your whole entire family at home? That's your number. If you don't know what it is, then do an assessment. You know, don't wash any dishes for the entirety of the day on a weekend or on a day when you have your whole entire family there. If it doesn't get used in that day, it's more than you need. If you have an entire cabinet packed full of coffee mugs and travel cups that you might use two from in a week, and your kids have their favorite ones and they just keep getting new favorite ones, it's okay to part with some of those. Have your kids or your family, whoever it is, make some decisions about which ones are their favorite ones, which ones are really special to them, and give them boundaries. You can keep 5. You can keep 7. That's enough for a different one every day of the week. You cannot have 30 different mugs for your one person self. Okay, how many are you going to use in a day? How many are you going to use in a week? Those are our fantastic boundaries that we can easily come to decisions about when we are wondering if we have too much on any category at all. How many are we going to use in a day? How many are we going to use in a week? That's enough. It is enough. And all we need is enough. The Bible tells us not to worry about tomorrow because today has enough worries for itself. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about your next baby and if you'll have enough stuff for the next baby, if you'll be able to afford it, because I promise you, if you give the stuff away and bless someone else, then those blessings come back to you tenfold. You will have what you need, even if it's just the funds to be able to repurchase something for your baby. I had a 5-year gap with my children, and obviously I really didn't save much in 5 years. We moved twice before then. We were in, from my second baby until the first and second baby were in the same home. Then we moved out of state. Then we moved to a smaller house, and then we moved to a bigger house. And then I had my third child. Like, there were so many moves, so I really did not have a lot of stuff. I don't think I had anything for my baby. Some of my sisters had babies in between, so there was time for it to come back to us, but it wasn't something that I was worried about. I did want to make sure I had, the first round of stuff. So like a car seat, diapers, a couple of outfits, something for him to wear, and then something for him to sleep in. And we had a little cradle that my mother-in-law had gifted us. So, and a stroller. I think somebody bought us a stroller, and I don't remember at this point who it was. But we had everything we needed, and we had enough. And of course, 5 years later, things are different. Like, baby stuff, they have so much different stuff out if you wait any kind of lengthy time. And then from that one to my last one, it was 3 years, and they were different genders and born in different seasons. And so a lot of the stuff wouldn't have been able to be used anyways if I had saved it. So I want you to really be thinking about that. Like, how much guilt are you holding on to about the thought, like the guilt of getting rid of something and then needing it again? It's just not something to feel guilty about. It's something to feel good about blessing someone else with, or good about freeing up that space in your home for how you use it now. Okay? Stop holding on to that guilt. That is not from the Lord. That is not God making you feel guilty for holding on to stuff. That is a feeling that's kind of letting you know that it's okay to get rid of it. And when we put our trust in God and we really give Him our trust to say, if I'm getting rid of this, then I trust that You will provide for my needs, that You will provide everything that I need, and that I will not be in need for this item again, that this is something that if I give it away, that You will provide it. Now, maybe I would want it later and not get it, but I wouldn't need it later. A need and a want are very, very different things. Please do not confuse them. Needs and wants are very, very different. If you think about it, okay, and I've done this in many seasons of my life where I had to get scrappy and or do without something for a short season. But when you are looking into the situation, okay, I don't have what I really want, but what do I have? How can I make this work? What can I use instead? And if you can answer that question, what can I use instead, and come up with anything that you could potentially use to fill the space and, or, you know, to fill the need there for a time, like, I guarantee you, you will be okay. You will have what you need. And if you think about how many people in this world go without basic things, things that we take for granted, and you look at yourself and all of that stuff that you're not using and wish that you could give it to those people who are in need, like truly needing those items, wouldn't that feel so good to know that you have blessed that person? Find a charity that helps families in need. Find a charity that helps foster families who are helping displaced children that could use those infant items. Even if it's just for a couple of weeks, they could use it. Like, that's definitely something you could do. Not feel guilty about. You could feel so good about helping someone else. Find a local charity that you can give it to and be that blessing. Find a church or a women's shelter that is needing items like that. That are, you know, a lot of the women in the shelter they're from high, you know, middle class and above, but they are living in this place because they are afraid. They left an abusive situation and now they're stuck with nothing just to get on their feet. And so your blessing of whatever items that you feel are too good to donate to Goodwill or to other charities around, then this is a way that you could truly be answering a prayer for someone. Find those local charities. You can Google search. Just do a quick search on your computer and find local places that help women or foster families. You can just do a quick search. You can even look in look on your social media and do a search for those areas, okay? Ask your church, ask different places, ask your friends and neighbors, where's a good place to donate for this sort of item? Who could use this? And I guarantee you will get answers. There will be people coming to help you with that and show you the best places, and try a couple of different ones until you find the one that really meets your heart and the things that you have, that you're meeting their needs and being that blessing for them. All right, I hope that you have been inspired to declutter with this. And I hope that this episode has really given you the freedom to say, okay, I'm letting it go. Okay, I've made the decision. Because I know that you've already got things in your home that you know you're not using and that you would be okay letting go if they went to the right place. Well, here's your answer. This is how you can really light that fire under your own feet to get moving and get something done. So I hope you have a wonderful week and you feel that freedom coming in. You are lightening the load and feeling so much less stress in your life. And the freedom that comes from clearing those spaces and being a blessing to someone else, the joy that comes in when you have blessed someone else and made a difference in their life. All right, I love you so much, and we'll be back soon with another episode. Have a great day.